Yeah, dude, this is Steve-O, and you are listening to Dr. Brady Smith on the Drilled Podcast.
Speak Chinese. I got some questions, you got some answers. Tell me, please, please, please. Tell me, please, please, please. Tell me, please, please, please.
Good evening. We are proud to be joined by Dr. Brady Smith.
Oh. Thank you for welcoming me to my own program. I appreciate that. It feels nice.
Maybe I could do the PBS voice. Like, thank you, Dr. Brady, for joining us tonight.
Wait, what voice is that?
That's the PBS voice.
Oh, that sounds terrifying.
Welcome to Drilled Podcast with Dr. Brady, y'all.
This is Lowell with the Drilled with Dr. Brady podcast. Cool.
Yeah, it's Lowell. What's going on? I guess that's our intro.
Listen, I want to tell a story. Can I tell a story?
Yeah, let's hear it. Lay it on me, man.
I'm inspired. Lowell knows this story, but I was inspired by this story. And we may use this inspiration to spark a whole new activity for Drilled Podcast. I'm going to tease this. So there was a gentleman. I don't have all the specifics right in front of me, but there's this old millionaire. And before he died, well, he's not dead yet, actually. He's still alive. He's like 90. I forget his name. You can Google this story if you want. But he hid $1 million in gold coins somewhere in the Rocky Mountains.
Somewhere.
Yeah. So he basically like left a set of clues, like Nicolas Cage style from National Treasure.
And Nicolas Cage.
Anyways, people went out like looking for the treasure. Finally, like recently, someone found it, like intentionally and on purpose, solved all the clues and riddles or whatever, and found the treasure. Now they got $1 million. Anyways, we'd like some. Listen, why don't you guys email drilledpodcast@gmail.com? I would like some feedback, or go on the Instagram and let us know. Maybe I'll do a post about this on Instagram. Would you like us to do this? Would you participate? If you're local, would you go? I was thinking maybe we could do like $100 a week, and I would and I would hide a little tiny tooth. It's a human tooth, like a real one. I have plenty of those.
For authenticity.
It has to be authentic, and I would mark it in a way that I would know. So if you're trying to pull your own tooth and get me to give you $100, I'm on to you already. Anyways, I think it'd be a lot of fun to do treasure hunts. Treasure hunts sound so cool, and if I was like a millionaire and I was old and I wanted to just blow $1 million, I think that'd be a really cool way to do it. Like, make someone else's life, you know, better. Plus, it's like $1 million in gold coins, which is like how do you even get that?
That's buried treasure, man. I love it.
You go to the gold coin store and just spend $1 million there? I don't know how that even works. Anyways, Lowell thinks it's a good idea, right, Lowell?
I do. I thought it was a great idea.
We just want
idea.
People to participate. We just want to know if we do this, the clues won't be like super hard, I anticipate. We'll maybe have to like get like some experience in how to make it. Like, I don't want it to be too easy, but I don't want it to be too hard. So somewhere in the middle. But you would go somewhere in,
writing riddles.
Somewhere in our city limits. And so it's only for people who live in the Vancouver, Portland area. But maybe I would just like throw a tooth in the middle of the Columbia River and you have to go find it. Scuba diving.
What was that guy, that robber that ditched all the cash in the mountains and people could look for it?
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Oh, I can't. I was like internet searching it to figure out.
I could
who
get
it, was.
It. If it was multiple choice, I would totally get it.
Yeah, me too, because his name is very.
I want to say. I keep on wanting to say Butch Cassidy, but it's not Butch Cassidy.
No.
DB Cooper.
DB Cooper.
DB Cooper.
Yeah. DB Cooper. That reminds me of DB Cooper.
DB Cooper's buried treasure somewhere.
And Sasquatch. And Sasquatch buried treasure.
Sasquatch is definitely real.
He's really, really real.
Yeah. Anyways, let us know your thoughts on that. While we're at it, let's bust out a secret word. It's my new thing I'm thinking about. I'm thinking about, seriously, Lowell is inspiring me in ways he doesn't even know about, but I'm thinking about getting a sleeve tattoo. So let's have...
Oh, yeah.
So let's have the secret word this week be sleeve tattoo. If you are listening and you want $500 of free dental work, email the word sleeve tattoo to drilledpodcast@gmail.com. And you might get $500 if you're the first one in. Remember, if you don't need it yourself, you can gift it to somebody else. And that's what makes it special.
You know what's funny? I'm actually thinking about getting another sleeve tattoo.
Oh, dang. Nice. Nice.
What are you thinking about getting, man?
I don't know. It's a lot. And honestly, I think it would be a lot for my parents to handle. I know that sounds weird because I'm basically a 40-year-old grown man. But, like, I think my mom would get really sad about it. And I talked to a couple of my siblings today, and they were like, screw how mom and dad would, like, react to this. I'm shocked that you're considering this. Like, not just a small tattoo. You're going from nothing to a full sleeve. And they found that odd. I would get, here's what I like. I like things that are nostalgic. I like classic comic book covers, comic book art.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I would get, like, something... like about my kids, something about my job, some tooth decoration, something cool, maybe like a gnarly abscess tooth, something cool.
Something I like those kind of things. I would say like inspiration from like comic book art. Like I've always taken a lot of inspiration from Todd McFarlane. Like, that guy is outstanding, especially Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That guy Spider-Man is ridiculous.
No, Todd McFarlane's Spider-Man run from The Amazing Spider-Man in the 90s. It was, like, issue, like, 298, which was, like, the first appearance of Venom, all the way to, like, 336 or something like that.
Something like that. I have that whole 11-cover run.
Yeah,
it was more like
30 issues. It was more like 30 issues. And he had a run in The Incredible Hulk. And he started making Spawn. He's actually kind of, Image is local. We should see if he wants to come on the podcast and talk to us. Maybe he would.
He has like when he did like the Wolverine where he had Wendigo and Spider-Man and Wolverine. Yeah. It was a three series. It was a three comic run.
Yeah,
it was just stunningly good. So yeah,
so that's the kind of
thinking.
That's definitely the kind of artwork that I would be looking at trying to put into tattoo form on my body.
Don't get the Violator.
No, okay, I won't. Okay. But I would start off with like my shoulder and something I could hide with a short sleeve shirt first and then like, you know, bust out when I want to. But my wife is into it, which is like really into it. And
like a little too into it.
Yeah.
It's suspect.
Yes, for sure. So anyways, that's what I'm thinking about doing. That's our secret word, sleeve tattoo. Send that over. Also, how would you react to your dentist having a sleeve tattoo? Is that cool? Or is that weird? What do you think as a non-dentist, Lowell? And as an owner of a sleeve tattoo?
To me it sounds like in my job, like I work at a music store. So when people walk in, they tend to beeline it right for me because I look like I know what I'm talking about.
Because you're all tatted up.
I got a beard. I got long hair. I'm loud. I've got sleeve. I got tattoo. I don't know, man. I would actually, for me, you know, being a relatively like woke dude, I would probably be like, cool. This guy knows what's up.
Do you think some people would like not want to be my patient because I have a sleeve tattoo?
In this day and age, no. If it was just cool comic book art, you know, I'm thinking about getting mine. I'm going to put, I want a sleeve full of my favorite things. So I'm thinking like, I want a unicorn and I want like rainbows and I want doll heads and I really like creepy doll heads and Falcor. I want like Falcor coming down there.
I just learned four new things about you.
And it's gonna be like neon 90s Technicolor, like it's gonna be great.
Ooh, Falcor, I could get behind, like wrapping around your freaking bicep, Falcor. That would be so dope.
Yeah. Falcor is my hero.
Yeah,
so.
Falcor is awesome. Yeah,
maybe Henry Rollins.
Like I would
you know?
Get like yeah, nostalgic like movies and stuff, like things that I really liked. from like just like just things that I know that I would. Here's the thing. My sister said this, like, why does a 39-year-old man go get their own tattoo, like get the first tattoo at the age of 39? That seems really weird. And I say, well, it's almost like better because I already know a lot about like what I would regret. And I'm not making a decision at 18 or 16 or 20, right? So I'm pretty sure, like, and especially if I, like, I'm pretty sure, like, I know what I like and I know what I would like to look at and I know what I'd be proud of, like, 10 years from now, 15 years from now, 20 years from now. But, yeah. So, I don't know. Might happen, guys. I would like some, I'd like some suggestions, maybe. Suggestions.
I know just the artist, too.
Do you?
I do. He is fantastic.
He's dope. Is he here locally?
Yeah. He's a friend of mine.
Okay, dude. Did you do your tattoos?
No, but he's doing the new ones.
Okay, right on.
You don't want to get tattoos from the guys I got this tattoo from. One of them's, I think he's back in prison because he was in and out of prison the whole time we were working on it. So.
That sounds interesting.
Although one on my elbow was done with a tape deck and a sewing needle.
Should I do my story first or should I hand the time over to you for your game?
Let's play a little game.
Should we end on the game? Because that's more fun.
I think we should do a little game.
Okay.
We should do your story, and then we'll do a little more game.
Done.
Okay. So we'll start with this.
You know what? Other podcasts organize this stuff beforehand. Not us.
We do it live for you. You get to see it happen.
You see the behind the scenes, like, what are we doing today, Lowell? I don't know. Maybe you go first. Maybe I go. Maybe you go. I don't know. Whatever.
I love podcasts that are like that, where it's a little bit more free form than structured, and it's like invites people to a real conversation.
I call it
free balling. Okay, so I was on Reddit and Pinterest, and I came across a thread of amazing things.
Okay,
technically correct, but very short and simple movie descriptions that really just kind of sum it all up. So we're gonna start with one.
Okay, so these are, you're going to give me a description of a movie.
Yep.
And I'm going to guess what movie you're describing.
I got so inspired I wrote some of my own. So we're going to do a couple of these and see if Brady can guess them.
Okay. I'm pretty good with movies. I feel like I know a lot of movies. I feel like I've watched a lot of movies. I enjoy movies. Let's see how I do with this.
Okay, this one's going to be, I'm going to start you off easy, Brady.
Okay.
Soldier on drugs fights Nazis with a frisbee.
Captain America, the Winter, not Winter, the first Avenger.
It all works. That's, like, that's Captain America was what I was looking
yeah.
for. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Soldier okay.
On,
so
soldier on drugs.
He's literally. It's not a lie. He is literally soldier on drugs.
Yeah, there's something in his body.
Okay. This one was the one that got me hooked on these.
Okay.
Transported to. I'm gonna do a voice. Let's see. Transported to a surreal landscape, a young girl kills the first person she meets and then teams up with three strangers to kill again.
Transported
to a surreal landscape. Okay. Transported to a surreal landscape, a young girl kills the first person she meets and then teams up with three strangers to kill again.
Is that Hunger Games?
No, that's The Wizard of Oz. It's dude, literally, that's what she does. That one reminds me of The Giving Tree.
It's true.
Have you read The Giving Tree? I'm sure you've got kids.
Shel Silverstein? Sure.
Yeah.
I'm familiar.
It's about a weird codependent relationship between a human and a tree. And the human kills the tree at the end. I mean, it's like, it's just a weird codependent thing.
Yeah, and there's like, what's the syndrome? Stockholm syndrome, where you like feel like enamored with your captor. There's a little bit of.
Oh, yeah, Stockholm syndrome.
There's a little bit of that going on in that book. It's a little weird.
All right, here we go. Another one. A father tries to end world hunger with his rock collection.
A father tries to
end world hunger with his rock collection. It's the Infinity War, bro.
Father tries to end world hunger with his rock collection. Ah, jeez. These are hard.
Okay, we're going to do one more, and then we're going to move on to a story.
Okay.
All right. Okay. This one's Oh, this is good. A talking frog convinces a son to kill his dad.
A talking frog convinces his son.
No, convinces a son to kill his dad.
A talking frog. Man, I don't know. Hold on. It's coming to me. It's coming to me. No, it's not. No, it's not.
Star Wars, Return of the Jedi.
What? Oh, Yoda is the talking frog?
He's a talking frog. He lives in a swamp. Come on.
Oh, man. That's a little stretchy. That's a little stretching. I don't know about that.
I want to end on a high note. Let's go here. Okay. A man finds a ring, and his nephew returns it to the factory.
I know that one. That's we got Lord of the Rings. Sweet.
Yep.
Got it.
All right. So yeah, that's been our game. We'll pick it up a little bit later. I got plenty more.
All right. I had an interesting story to talk about, dental related. Going back to dentistry. Listen. Sensitivities are high right now in the world. Racial sensitivities, political sensitivities, all kinds of sensitivities.
Mask sensitivities.
Coronavirus sensitivities abound. So we had a patient that came in, and I won't reveal any names, but they left a complaint in one of our complaint department platforms. What happened was I had a patient who was here at our office for a initial exam. And then the very next patient that was coming in for something called a night guard. It's also called an occlusal guard. It's a appliance that you wear at night to protect your teeth from clenching and grinding. So this all comes into play later.
I have one of those. I actually have one of those.
Yes, you do. A lot of people do. So... the gentleman who was there for a exam brought his wife. Now, I need to mention this is part of the story. The gentleman is a black man, and the wife is a white woman. Ruh-roh, it's where we're going. Okay, stay with me here. Now, actually, I had no part in this interaction. I was just named as, like, owner of the practice, and so I was named in this complaint. But I actually never met the people. And I actually wasn't even there that day. So my assistant walks in the waiting room to call the gentleman back. Now, we have specific protocols in place post-COVID that encourage our patients to not bring other people with them. Just as a safe practice, you know, if you can help it, just come by yourself because we can limit the amount of people that are in our office, right? So it's one thing we're doing to protect ourselves from the coronavirus. So seeing two people in the office, in the waiting room, my assistant instinctively was like going through her head, like, why are there two people here? And so she thought the person that was there for the night guard was early. And so she looked at the man and said, oh, I thought you were my night guard. Which we do as dental professionals. We refer to people as the procedure they're coming in for. Like, hey, is my 2 o'clock here? Hey, is my root canal here? Hey, is my implant here? Which isn't the most personal thing to do, but it's not like
I do the same thing at
it's
work.
Not it's not egregious, like, right?
It's not. Like we got the guitar guy. He's over there. You know.
Okay, here's where the story gets weird. Try hard to have empathy whenever I can. I think it's important. But my assistant says, "Oh, I thought you were our night guard." And kind of comes back, and he wasn't ready. So they were filling out paperwork. Anyway, what happened is that this triggered the woman because she thought night guard was referring to like a profession, like a security guard who works at night. And that the insinuation that her husband was a night guard was somehow racial in nature and was racially insensitive, racist. And in her complaint, she stated something about it was like in 2020
microaggressions.
She used the word microaggressions, that in 2020 these types of microaggressions should be unacceptable. My innocent assistant was just thinking maybe my night guard patient was here early. Anyway, this patient had no idea what a night guard was and assumed incorrectly. But even if it was correct, man, I don't even think assuming that he was a night guard is like a racist thing.
So let me get this straight. Like, of all the things you could assume of a profession, I would not be insulted if someone considered me a highly trusted protector of personal property.
Right. Right. And also, yeah, mind you,
it takes the bad shift, you know?
There's only two people in the room, and one's a man and one's a woman. So if I was going to think someone in that room was my night guard, a security guard, it's predominantly a male profession. So if anything, it's sexist, not racist. Anyways, so, you know, they send a complaint department. It doesn't really go anywhere, to be honest. But it was just kind of disappointing that, like, I actually reached out to the individual because she had left an email address. And I reached out as the owner of the practice and just kind of explained, hey, a night guard is actually a dental appliance that's used to help people from doing damage to their teeth during the night. And it's called a night guard. And it in no way refers to a profession and doesn't represent any conceivable microaggression that you could think of. And I apologize. I said, I'm sorry that you didn't feel comfortable enough to continue with us. But I wish you luck in, you know, getting your oral health taken care of. I doubt, even if she accepts the apology, I don't think she'd come back because out of just pure embarrassment. It's kind of... Anyway, she, like, stopped filling out paperwork and, like, went and talked to the front desk and was like, I think we're done here. And my front desk girl was like, oh, okay. She's like, I think it should be obvious. This is what she said. I think it should be obvious after the night guard comment. And then she left. Mind you, I was also told that the gentleman was a little peeved that he had to leave and couldn't get his appointment. Like, it was kind of clear it didn't really bother him all that much, but it bothered her for him. So we're not staying here. We're leaving.
Everybody's so stirred up right now. I mean,
I was like, you weren't even supposed to be here anyways. We asked all our patients to come alone, and for some reason she's accompanying him. I didn't know why. So it was sad. We always hate to lose patients, even over stupid stuff. Such a misunderstanding. But man, it was just like really clear to me, like, dude, people are on high alert, man. And I gotta freaking be careful. But the thing is, like, I was never gonna, like, I didn't go to my staff. I didn't go to my assistant. Like, I'm not going to throw my team at it. Like, I can't go to her and say, like, you did something wrong. Like, you didn't, to me, there's no way. Like, I guess you could call it an occlusal guard. But, like, I'm not going to, like, make her, like, not say what it's called. It's called a night guard. And that's, I'm not going to apologize for calling it a night guard. That's ridiculous. So,
jeez.
Anyways, that was my story.
Oh, yikes. Well, mine's on a little bit more of a pleasant note. We had a pretty busy week this week. At least I did.
Yeah, that's good.
We ended up, one of our patients returned to get some stuff finished up. That would be Mr. Stevie. And
oh, yeah. That's what you're talking about.
Yeah, stacked right on top of that. My father got some work done, too. He left you a glowing review, if I do recall.
Yes, he did.
I had to post it on his behalf because he does not Facebook.
Dude, your dad's awesome, man. It was fun to work on him. And I hope he takes me hog hunting with him one time. That'd be fun.
Yeah, he's a wild man for sure. He's like, I just tell you, dude, like, one of the things like that I get to see a lot when we do these restorative treatments to people, and this has been, I've seen this several times, is that, okay, just example, like, before he got his teeth pulled, he bit into a piece of sushi and almost lost a tooth in it. The tooth literally bent.
Oh, your dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right before he got his teeth pulled. And and the sushi's his jam. So he decided that he wanted to eat sushi. So as soon as we got his final Because he ended up, what did he, what, like, what's the technical term for what he got?
It's an overdenture.
An overdenture.
You got two overdentures.
Yeah, they're clipped in, they're firm, they don't move around.
FYI, for those listening, we do have permission to use discuss his treatment.
Oh, absolutely. He totally encouraged me last night when I was talking to him that he wanted me to talk about it.
All the documentation is in order. Our papers are in order.
He's cool. We're not going to go into too many details anyway, but he bit into that first piece of sushi that he hadn't had in a long while, and the look on his face, dude. It was like when you give a kid a lollipop for the first time, and it's just like that sugary loveliness hits their tongue, and they just lights up their face.
Yeah.
And, I get to see that quite often, and it's super cool, and he's super happy. So.
And you also took our guy Stevie out to breakfast.
I did, and...
So hey, if you don't know who Stevie is, go back into our backlogs. So we did a podcast episode with him right prior to our Steve-O episode. Stevie is our guy who we are collaborating with Steve-O from Jackass to rebuild his mouth, and we just finished everything. So we have some really cool content coming out. But you can go back and review his episode. He's got a really cool story, and we're gonna kind of tell the story. Now we have all the parts to start telling the story, start to finish.
Yep.
This is what we really look forward to on Drilled, is the people that we help out is telling their story about where they started and where they get to, and the power of dentistry to, like, really be the transformative power of dentistry and how that makes such a difference. So we've got a lot of people who just, you know, you look at them and you just see the glowing difference once teeth are kind of restored, and the difference once teeth are removed. Like when you don't have your teeth, or missing partial portions of your teeth, or your teeth don't look, you know, like they should, you know, it just makes a total, it's completely devastating for people. So that was really cool to see him, like, restored. He looks amazing. He looks amazing.
I was at Evergreen Denture Center so much last week. I told him, like, where's my office, guys?
Yeah.
When I walked in a couple of times, I was like, hey, do I got any messages?
Yeah. No, those guys are awesome, man. Shout out to Evergreen Denture Center. If you're local here and you need any denture needs, those guys are the best, man. Evergreen Denture Center in Vancouver. Those guys rock. Play a few more rounds of your game.
Yeah. I gotcha. I actually talked to the guys at Evergreen about making a beaver denture, like with two really big teeth in the front that stick out over the lip.
I like it.
They said they were down.
for you?
No, just I was gonna tell my dad. I was like, Dad, you shouldn't get these nice looking teeth. You should get a unit tooth.
Just one roundhouse
tooth.
Big
tooth. Yeah. Love it. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see here. Okay, we're gonna do some more technically correct movie descriptions.
Okay.
Let's see here. Oh, this one's my favorite. Well, it's not my favorite, but I love it. Man-child learns to be an adult.
Is it Big?
No, it's every Adam Sandler movie ever.
Oh, jeez. I thought that was Big. Is a man-child learns to be an adult, like a man.
I think that works too, but
Big.
Okay. Paranoid billionaire afraid of immigrant.
Paranoid billionaire is afraid of an immigrant.
Yep.
I don't know, man.
Batman versus Superman.
I like that one. I like that one. That's good.
Okay. Let's see here. Leonardo DiCaprio wanders a frozen wasteland in search of an Oscar.
Inception.
The Revenant.
Oh, there's a snow scene in Inception too. Has he never won an Oscar?
Oh, I think he's won a few, actually.
Okay.
Let's see here. Okay, here goes. A depressed wizard comes out of retirement to pull a prank on his nephew.
Depressed wizard comes out of retirement to pull a prank on his nephew. I don't know.
It's Star Wars Episode 8. The one where he astral projects himself.
All right, this game's done. This game's, I hate this game now. This game's dumb. Done. I'm done with it. Over it. All right. Well, let's sign off, dude. Let's give people what they want, which is the end of this podcast. And we'll come back next week. Next week, I should have some new guests. We have some cool stuff coming up. Let's announce this right away. Listen, we used to do our big giant giveaways as seasonal. So they would be seasonal. Like we wouldn't really review nominations for our big giveaways. But I think we've, me and Lowell discussed it, and we kind of want to leave it very open-ended so that people can always nominate, and we'll just always, we're going to be kind of revamping the way that we do this post-COVID. It's given us some time to kind of reevaluate how we do things. So listen, if you know anybody who needs full mouth TLC, just nominate them. I would suggest, for now, you email your nominations to Drilled Podcast with the subject dental nomination. Please be clear about where you live and where the nominee lives. Man, I can't tell you how many times people nominate and you don't tell me where they live, and I don't know, you know, it makes it really difficult to try to match people up with dentists when I don't know. It requires a lot of extra steps of communication, which can be hard because then I got to email and then they got to email back, and I know that doesn't sound like a whole lot of work, but
what Dr. Brady's trying to say is we need all the pertinent details.
Yeah.
The where, the why.
And I just want to know the reason why they're being nominated. Why do you think they deserve it? And if you have pictures, those are really helpful to get us kind of understanding the situation. So anyways, it's open season on nominations, always. And we may start a case and just kind of announce that we're starting one. But we are definitely rolling out some big things here with more doctors getting on board. And we're providing like swag bags for doctors and incentivizing doctors to be involved. And there's some really cool stuff going on. So it's going to ultimately increase our ability to reach more people. And that's what we're super excited about. So let the nominations flow freely like the salmon of Capistrano.
Capistrano. Oh, my gosh. We definitely got to stop this one. It's off the track, dude. It's off the rails.
But anyways, so look for opportunity. Look for people who need this, man. And if you think you need this, and you can't, remember, you can't nominate yourself. We won't allow it. You have to get someone else to nominate you. Has to happen that way. Okay. So if you nominate yourself, I'll read it, but you won't win. So that'll be sad for everybody. Just get someone else to do it for you. All right.
The more, the merrier.
All right. Let's sign off. Peace out till next week, everybody. Later.
See ya.